Mix 101.7 KAYL, Area Game of the Week this week in Week 9, Class 2A District 7 Showdown in Lake City as South Central Calhoun hosts East Sac County. Ryan Thompson here and joined at this time by SCC coach Brian Case, headed toward yet another playoff appearance, Brian. But you told me before the season started that you weren't particularly pleased in your off season, had picked things up in the preseason. You always have high expectations, but considering some of the things you said and some of the talent you lost coming into this year, how impressed have you been by the season and maybe surprised by the season you have put together?
You know, the word surprise that you just used probably says it all. To be honest with you, I mean, you mentioned the off season we've had. You know, I've been coaching football for 25 years, and we just did not have a very good off season. It might have been one of the worst that we've ever had in my coaching career. But you know, so for the kids to come out and do what they're doing right now, I mean, putting up a few points or winning a few games and so forth, they're starting to gel as a team, especially this time of the year. Things have been looking pretty good. We've been pretty shocked. We've been pleasantly surprised. But, you know, at the same time, we have pretty good athletes on the field right now. So, you know, things have been working out in our favor, and hopefully we can kind of continue that.
Summarize last week, a convincing win down at Red Oak.
Yeah, we went over to Red Oak. That was our second long bus trip in a row, back-to-back weeks. So our kids were kind of getting used to it. It was our third long trip of the season. You know, we made our stop halfway through. We try to get the kids to focus and visualize what's going to actually happen, you know, during the week, so the kids can kind of see that. Went down there, basically started out in our full house tee offensively. We were able to put up 14 points in the first quarter. Basically went to our spread in the second quarter and did a nice job that way. I think put up another 28 points in the second quarter. But in order for us to do that, obviously our defense has to play well and they have to get the ball back in our offense's hands. And so I thought it was a total team effort. It might have been one of the best performances we've had all year.
Well, you said defense, something you always take pride in, and you've done an exceptional job of getting takeaways this year, and the offense has certainly been multi-dimensional. What would you say your identity has been as a team?
Well, early on, I would probably say our offense. Our defense is, you know, we implemented a new defense this year, and I think it just took them a little while to kind of get used to our scheme and what we were looking for out of the scheme. And the kids are starting to understand that a lot better. So, you know, over the last probably 5-6 weeks, we've really come along on that side of the ball. The kids are understanding that first down is extremely important to try and get the teams forced into second and third and long situations. But, you know, we've always hung our hat on the defensive side of the ball. It just so happens that our offense has been pretty good this year as well.
All right. The task at hand, East Sac County. They're having a really good season themselves. Your thoughts on their team and keys for tonight?
You know, Ryan, Eric McCullough does an outstanding job over there year in, year out. And, you know, they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. They've won an awful lot of games in our district and have done a nice job that way. We're going to absolutely have our hands full with these guys. I would say that from an offensive standpoint, from their offensive standpoint, they're probably bigger than we are up front. They want to play the ground and pound. They want to establish that running game and then every now and then hit you with some play-action passes. So we're on our side of the ball defensively. We're going to have to try and take away that running game. And if we can force them to the air, then hopefully some good things will happen for us. You know, they've got a sophomore quarterback back there, really good athlete. We're going to try and get some pressure on him as well in passing situations. And if we can do that, hopefully he'll throw the ball a little bit earlier than he wants to. And hopefully our defensive backs are in position to maybe make some picks out there. But, you know, that remains to be seen. It's easier said than done as far as trying to stop their ground game. And if we can't stop their ground game, this is a very, very dangerous team.
Brian, we're recording this here on Wednesday. And besides senior night, last home regular season game of the year, it's going to be a special night in that I know you're recognizing one of your football team managers, J.C. McAlexander, who has unfortunately been battling cancer for several years now, and also the late Justin Martin. Hopefully a lot of green and blue in the stands.
No question. Yeah, we're going to have a green and blue out basically in support of those two individuals that you just mentioned. J.C. will be there as an honorary captain. He's been struggling with cancer since second grade, mm-hmm. And he's had a tough time as far as just kind of getting to school. But I tell you what, he's probably the toughest kid that we have on our sidelines for everything that he's had to endure and go through. You know, he always does it with a smile on his face. We know he's in an awful lot of pain, but he wants to be in school as much as he possibly can. He never looks for excuses any which way or form with anything in his life. He just wants to be a normal kid out there. Just some unfortunate situations right now in his life that he has to deal with, and we want to support him. At the same time, the Blue is going to represent Justin Martin, who's a former student-athlete at SCC. He was one of the police officers that lost his life in the line of duty in Des Moines. It was actually last November, November 2nd. Mm-hmm. So we're going to recognize his family as well. His father, Randy, his mother, Jane, and his brother, Ryan, are going to be here as honorary captains as well. So we just want to show the support in the stands. We want to show the support on the field. So hopefully, yeah, there's a lot of blue and green out there.
Hopefully so. Brian, thanks very much for the time, and good luck Friday night.
Thank you so much, Ryan. Appreciate your time.
South Central Calhoun coach Brian Case joining us on Mix 101.7.